VFW Mobile.
For CEF Mobile. Good morning, Ken.
Andrew, good to hear you on this Friday.
Too. I just hope it's a short Friday.
Yeah, all the wheels are gone today at my place, and I missed you the last couple of days.
Stuck in the shop Wednesday, finally, and got the glow plugs changed out. I just got in back yesterday. So the wife and kids drove me to work Thursday morning. That was fun.
There's no radio. Your kids and radio, and that last couple of days there was a new operator. He's 13, and that he's been on, and he's, man, he definitely doesn't have mic fright.
See that? I mean, most kids nowadays are growing up either talking on the phone or playing video games with people they don't know, so.
Yeah, what's that little dot that went back and forth across the TV screen?
That's a little old school.
I like getting towards the late 70s.
The first Nintendo, that was mine. Man, that was a big deal. But my dad had an Intellivision, and he whooped my butt on that thing all the time.
A little handheld that was just like a little football game. Just had a bunch of dots, and you just, you know, moved them over and up and down and that. And, that's the way it was. I guess you picked the play, you know what I mean? Each person picked the play, and then it ran it, and to see how you did.
Off the top of my head.
Held, and it had to been, early to mid-70s, maybe.
Yeah, well, big plans for the weekend?
She's got to work. I say she's working today. Her regular shift cashier, and then she got to manage Saturday and Sunday, so that means she'll be gone the whole time. And then my mother-in-law, or my Susan's stepmother, and that called and said that her oven wasn't working, so I'll have to go over there probably Saturday and look at it, see what the deal is, and that. But sometimes information isn't quite right.
One of the newer ovens where the circuit boards and crap go bad.
It's an older one. And then this is the house where I couldn't hardly stand to go in it more than a minute.
Fun weekend then.
On Monday they're coming to install the heating and air. Got a Simpsonville called Energy Sharks. They were on one of the recommended lists, you know, where you go and it gives you some recommended vendors and that. Their brand was York, and York was having a 10 manufacturers, 10-year parts and labor, so I kind of went with that.
It was great with that.
They're at 7 on Monday and be done by 1. All the, you know, the natural gas price increases and everything going up, and with these being so much more efficient, should hopefully make my bills stay the same or maybe go down a little bit.
Be nice. Shoot, mine, I don't really know if it went down or not, because the downside is my house isn't any more insulated, so in the summertime it'll work, and try to get the house cooled off. I've always thought about trying to add more insulation up in the attic, but never get around to it.
Figured out that they, you know, usually your upstairs unit's, you know, a half a size bigger than your downstairs unit, and that, especially for the AC, and they realized that they had them swapped, and so my downstairs was big and my upstairs was smaller, and that's why it always struggled. Plus, on the heating side, you know, the old unit, man, it's got a huge pilot light that runs all the time.
Smaller one upstairs.
You know what? From looking at them, they look identical. I mean, you can't tell any difference about them just looking at them. and that, other than the legend plate, and I think they just messed up, put the wrong one in the wrong spot.
You could physically see the difference.
Things are little. I'm talking about they're little. They're only about 18 inches high and maybe 2x3 square.
I don't know. I've seen a unit that small.
Thing on those is an 8.
Pump system I got works for the next 10 years because my first one, it lasted for 13, 15 years, something like that. Hopefully this one will last a while.
Of a heat pump, because I like, if the air is blowing or the heat's blowing, I want to feel that it's really hot.
What's the downside? I mean, you know, you rely on the heat pump system, but we don't have any gas lines running through the neighborhood I live in, so I'd have to, you know, buy the cylinder to sit outside and get it filled, get all that run. So, it came with a heat pump, so that's what I've got in.
Kids living in the Midwest, and it was cold. First thing you did was you got up and threw you a blanket around you and went and sat on a little vent.
Furnace will put out some heat. Pad until it gets real cold, then it don't do much nothing.
TFW. So what, after it gets down to, what, 40 outside, then the auxiliary kicks on?
Fortunately, so that's why I got a little kerosene heater. When it gets nice and cold outside, or if it snows or something, we'll turn that thing on and keep the living room nice and warm, and everybody will just camp out in the living room.
One of those since the mid-80s.
Man, she'll put that thing right next, you know, close enough she can feel it sitting on the couch, and then it'll, she'll still bundle up a bunch of blankets, so it's right up her alley.
Long way with those, and I know the older ones kind of, you know, they smelled a little bit.
If you still use regular kerosene in it, it'll still stink. Keep in mind when you first fired up, it's probably the same as the one I grew up with, you know, a little square box with the wick in it, and it radiates out the front, and it works the same way. It's got two little batteries in the back of it, and I just go down to the store and get some kerosene. But yeah, you can go to Lowe's and buy all kinds of new kind of kerosene and stuff. I've never tried it.
Patient trying to come in there?
Anybody? KO4CEF
Friday. Yeah, we used to just go down to the store and pick up 5 gallons of kerosene. And so I don't know what new ones they have. I know they got some that are you can use inside. It takes some little propane bottles.
Little buddy heater thing. I've thought about buying one of those for tent camping, but I don't, you know, just never got around to pulling the trigger on it.
Definitely. Probably work. I thought about getting one of those when Susan was smoking. She was smoking in the garage in the wintertime, and thought about getting one of those for her, but now she switched over to one of those electronic ones.
Pretty good, and I think they've got some new ones now, little buddy heaters that had a little different, but they still run off a little cylinder. They got a little electronic starter on it and everything else.
Teepee tent type tent with a little wood stove inside of it on Facebook this morning. I took a snapshot so I can go to the website and see what it was all about. That looks interesting.
I'd love to do that. I've told my wife many a time I'd love to go tent camping in the snow in one of those canvas tents that have the little stove in it. That way you can keep it warm and cook on it. I mean, I'd love that.
That too.
Place that had those kind of tents, and go visit it and see if you can have that experience or not. I just wouldn't know where to go.
It's mostly out west, those companies that sell those. I know when we were in Alaska, we went in a sporting goods store, and they had a they had a trailer, a utility trailer that had a canvas tent on it that popped up and had a wood stove.
Canvas tent on a utility trailer.
It's kind of like the bed, you know, folded in, and they were like half the width of the trailer, so they folded out, and it had little jack legs that held that out. And then the bottom of the trailer was your floor, and you just threw a couple of mattresses on there, and both ends were, you know, had the flaps on the ends, and it looked pretty interesting.
Canvas tent, I love my canvas tent. They're expensive though, but now you can buy them. You know, you can go to Cabela's or you can order them online with the, you know, they'll come with a stove flap and everything. But I mean, realistically, around here, you don't need a stove and a tent that often.
Like a hunting camp or something, you know, for a week, that'd be nice. And then I think they run about $1,000.
I think mine's a 10 by 10 canvas tent, and I think I paid right around $600 for it.
The flap on it?
The one with the stove flap, I considered it, but the tent would have got significantly larger. You know, and then it's got a special floor that you can zip out. That's where your stove will sit. It's basically on the ground. And then, of course, you got that special flap and the material that won't burn.
It seems like it'd be fun for sure.
One day, I need to put that on my bucket list or something before I get too old to go do it.
Old?
You get old and your joints hurt when you get cold, and then it wouldn't be good to do wintertime tent camping.
I got to talk to Ed on the phone the other day. The doctor's got him totally retired, so he's not doing the route anymore. And so he's usually sleeping from about midnight till about 8 or 8:30.
He's going to be like a normal person now.
Dad, I mean, he's worked so long, retirement's about to kill him just sitting around.
Hear him one morning on the radio if he can get up early enough. Maybe he needs to get started on some digital modes or something now, give him something to do.
Watching old westerns and that, but I noticed that I did that, and after a few months, then they start being the same ones over again.
Sit around and watch so much TV. Tell me he needs to learn Morse code. I'll get on the radio with him one day, and we'll both suck together at it.
I know that's right. I'm terrible. I only know a couple of letters.
Doing it so hot and heavy, I had to take a break. I've been on break about a month now. I need to get started back before I forget it and get worse.
Put no time into it. And that I have the CD and everything. Trouble is, I had to drive my truck because the new car doesn't have a CD player. Mama's Jeep doesn't have a CD player.
Using my phone, I downloaded if you'd ever decide to do it again, the website was called Morris Ninja, and he's got a bunch of files you can download. Now, they're all at 20 words a minute, but, like, I downloaded one where he'll do the letters. You'll hear it, and then it'll go back and say what it is, and then it'll play the sound again. So you kind of hear it at 20 words a minute, which is what they say you should learn at. That was really helpful. I enjoyed it, but I would just Bluetooth it to my radio and just listen to it that way.
Get me to recognize the difference between a dot and a dash when it's going so darn fast.
Yeah, I know. I'm right there with you. I can do 5 words a minute, you know, at 20 word per minute speed. I can pick out almost everything. There's still some that'll throw me for a loop, but if I'm not ready for it or listening for it, like when the repeater goes off and gives its call sign, I'll pick out a letter or two, but if I'm not ready and waiting, I won't get it. I know, hopefully we get to hear him back on the radio before long.
On the radio one day, I think he said between about 2 and 3:30 he goes to pick up his grandkids, but the day I got off early, Miss Carol was off and she went ahead and picked him up.
A time, one evening, like, I don't know, like a Friday evening or a Saturday evening, and everybody get on 80 meters and see if we find a clear frequency with Ed. Maybe we can do some NVIS and get lucky and hear each other.
Yeah, I have talked to him. Let's see, I don't remember what frequency it was. It might have been 40. I've talked to him on before. It's just hit and miss for me.
Me and you talk on, it was 40 or I think it was 80, wasn't it?
But I think we're almost close enough, you know what I mean, where you don't really have, need a bounce.
Yeah. All right. Maybe we can figure something out, because it'd be nice to hear him on the radio again.
My radio, my HF rig, I can't hardly get a Georgia station unless you're down by the coast or down south of it or something. But if you're Atlanta north, yeah, you can forget about it.
Works like I think Mike and Tim we were doing the JSA call, and I could hear Tim's radio, or my computer program can hear his radio talking, but I couldn't hear Mike was too close on, I think it was 40 meters, maybe 80, I can't remember, but for whatever reason I couldn't hear him. But yeah, it's weird how that works. But well, Ken, I need to head on in. I got to start walking in the plant. So you have a safe trip to work today, and hopefully we'll holler at you Monday morning. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your finals.
Hey, Andrew, hope you have an awesome day and you get off early. And I won't be on the radio on Monday, probably, because I had them guys coming over at 7 to install my heat. So you guys have a good weekend, and I'll catch you definitely on Tuesday, KN4TFW. Thank you.